It's a chance for world leaders to meet face to face to discuss global issues. If not held in major world capitals, G8 meetings have tended to take place in secure but luxurious locations. The tranquil countryside of central Italy's Abruzzo region seems to fit the bill. But this year is different. The G8 is being held in a Spartan military academy barracks, and it's in the middle of a region still reeling from a devastating earthquake just 3 months ago. The epicenter of the April 6th quake lay near the town of L'Aquila, but the devastation spread far and wide. Nearly 300 people were killed and more than 65,000 made homeless. Italy's Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, decided to host this year's G8 summit near L'Aquila to highlight the plight of the people in the area. The head of Italy's Civil Protection Agency, Guido Bertolaso, says that can make a difference.
Can you imagine what does it mean to have here the President of the United States of America, of the Russian Federation, the People's Republic of China? The worldwide attention will be focused for a week on L'Aquila. This is the best guarantee for the homeless people that they will not be forgotten.
Bertolaso thinks it will encourage people to come back to the region and will bring tourists and badly needed income. But local reactions are mixed amid those who lost their homes in the earthquake and have sought shelter in tent camps. Some believe having the G8 here is important, but others, like Carla D'Assenzo, doubt that it'll bring change.
I gotta laugh, because nothing is gonna change. Okay, there's a summit. Why don't they come here and look at the camp? Look at the tents. Look at the way we're living.
It will be nearly impossible for world leaders to not take note of the devastation caused by the quake and the ongoing difficulties people here face. But no doubt other agenda items will figure prominently, from the ongoing global economic recession and how to avoid a repeat, to climate change, regional security, the war in Afghanistan, the situation in Iran, and aid to the world's poorest nations. And summits inevitably mean tightened security measures and worries about protests that often turn violent. Italian authorities say they have put preventive measures in place, and Guido Bertolaso says he's confident that protests will not be an issue here.
Do you see someone who will want to come here to make some protest among the tents, among the homeless people, among those who have suffered from the earthquake? If they come, I think that the people of L'Aquila will stop them, not the police.
There is a general sense here that people are eager for the spotlight, even if briefly, to feel that they've not been forgotten. In the end, they hope, though, that by coming here, the G8 leaders may bring some long-term benefits to get this region back on its feet. Sonia Pace, VOA News, L'Aquila in central Italy.